Welcome back to State of the Arts. Today we are dedicating our show to artist Antonio Castro, whose show, Visions of a Borderland, opens on April 19th at the El Paso Museum of Art. Today we are joined by Antonio Castro Sr. and Antonio Castro Jr. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking about how you stepped into the world of illustrating for books, and that seems to have really have been a game changer for you.
It was. It really changed, you know, my way of life, because I was doing a lot of work outside El Paso, but all of a sudden my son called me and said, "Father, are you interested in doing illustrations for a book here in El Paso?" Oh, yes.
Well, the thing is, I mean, about that one is that it actually it's a bittersweet story, you mm-hmm. know, because that book, I was supposed to be illustrating that book for Cinco Puntos,
and it was Antonio Castro Jr.
And that's it. You know, like so they called me in, and I presented some ideas, but my ideas were a little bit too out there for mm-hmm. For Cinco Puntos. Like, so they asked me, "Do you know anyone that would be able to come up with illustrations that are like more like real life, more mythical and like fairy tale like?" Mm. And I said, "I think I know the perfect person." and so that's how I introduced my father to.
And for you internally, was it like, okay, I'm going to swallow this and I'm going to call my dad?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And then, you know, but it was the perfect opportunity for me to art direct him.
Now
for
you
the first
the
time.
Boss.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was exactly how we started, and pretty much the way we have worked this collaboration. It's we sit down, we read the story, we storyboard the whole book, mm-hmm. we decide which section in the book it's going to illustrate best a spread.
Right.
So I sketch the whole thing first myself, and then I pass that onto my father. Then he comes up with more detailed
drawings.
He gives shape to it. Then we present that to the publishing house, and either they approve or disapprove. Once that happens, then he moves onto doing more finished drawings.
Nice.
Those are presented again to the publishing house, and then once everything is okay, then he moves on to doing the finals. Once that's happening, I'm completely off the project, and I'm just waiting for the final illustrations to come in.
Just wait for the magic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, so once I get the illustrations, then I'm the one that is going to turn it into a book.
Wow.
You know, like it's...
So how many books do you all have under your belt?
About 15.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it seems like one of those things, kind of like you were saying, once you get one, then the other one, and the other one, mm-hmm. and the other one.
Correct. Great. As a matter of fact, we're in the process of starting a new one. Like, mm-hmm. So,
can you tell us what it's about?
Well, it's a new Joe Hayes
book.
Like, most of Joe Hayes' books that have been produced by Cinco Puntos have been a collaboration of my dad and I.
So when he does a book, that means you guys are doing a book.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. More or less.
Yeah, more or less.
That's the way it is. You know, the one who writes it, you know, he has the story, but he needs something else, somebody else to do the whole...
Well, you need
to
visualize it.
To visualize the story that he has. So it's a long, long process, because he gives, you know, the book to Cinco Puntos, and then Cinco Puntos reads it, and they say, "We're going to do it." Then they call me. They call my son, and then we get together. He does the thumb sketches. That's how we call them, real small drawings. And then we start doing them bigger and bigger. But the good thing about it is that once I get all the designs from him, you know, I know the spaces where the copy is going to be. So I can't move.
You know your sandbox.
Yes.
You know your limits.
Yeah, I know my limits because of him, because he's the one that directs the whole book.
Nice. So what's it like being directed by your son?
Oh, it feels nice.
Yeah.
Feels good. Yes.
Yeah. It seems like you've got a nice, I mean, there's a definite trust, right?
Oh, there is.
Yes.
You know, like, I've worked with other illustrators, and obviously it's not the same, you know, but one of the problems that I've had with other artists is that sometimes they're not really illustrators. Sometimes they're painters, and they want to showcase their work,
right.
and they couldn't care less about the fact that he's going to have text on him.
Right. Or yeah, it's a medium. You have to you have to work for the medium.
Yeah. So I always have to be telling them, no, you're doing too much, or you're invading my space. Mm. I mean, you have to go back. And it's like, they hate me when I do that.
Right. Because you're limiting their art.
I know.
Now, you also do paintings as well.
Yes, I do.
And what size are they? I mean, I can't place the scale. I saw the one that's on the website, and to me, it looks like it's gigantic. But I don't know.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's big, but it's not the biggest. Sure. the less ones that I have done, they are 8 feet by 4 feet.
Oh wow! And are you printing mainly in oils, or what's your material of choice?
Well, you know,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like these 5 less. Pieces of art that I did, it's done all with chalk.
Oh, okay.
Pastels.
How fun.
And yeah. They're on paper.
Paper and brown paper, you know, real.
Yeah, just butcher paper, I imagine.
Yeah. Actually, the one that you're talking about, that's 63 inches by 52 inches.
Yes, you know, and it's funny because it's just, I mean, it's a JPEG on a website.
Yeah.
But to me, it just feels larger than life.
And it had to be like that.
Yeah. Will you tell us about that one? Because I don't know if people, I mean, we're talking about it. But.
You know, it's called the New Colossus.
The New Colossus is his face. If you see the painting, it's his face.
And a little G.I. Joe toy.
Yes. Yeah, I bought the G.I. toy and then...
He posed for me.
Yeah. I did that about 16 or 18 years ago. And I already knew what's happening right now. You know, because if you see the painting, you see the, you know, the soldiers on the border.
Mm-hmm.
You see that instead of the Statue of Liberty guiding the
immigrants
he's trying to scare them with a gun. The rocks that you see around him is the wall, and it's going to be cracked all over. And you can see on the background, you can see the river.
The Cristo Rey Mountains.
The Cristo Rey Mountains. And then he's stepping on the poem that it's at the bottom of the statue, you know, where they say, the Statue of Liberty, where it says, welcome.
Give me your poor.
You know, I did that about 16 or 18 years ago, and it's happening right now.
How did you know?
I don't know. I just did it.
Well, it was the same back then.
Right.
Pretty much.
Same but different, right?
Yeah.
It's like the climate keeps changing, but the stories...
It's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's a recycled story.
Humanity is going to be the same. Mm. You know, it just changes. It's like fashion.
Right.
You know, yeah.
It all comes back eventually,
yes,
right?
Yes, when I was young, you know, I saw a photograph of my uncle, and his pants were those real big on the bottom.
Oh, the bell bottoms.
The bell bottoms, and I really loved them. But when I was young, you know, the pants used to be real.
Tapered.
Right.
When, you know, like the Beatles and...
Yeah.
So I got I had a friend that was a tailor, and I did some of those pants, you know, real. And I used to wear them.
Because you knew they were coming back.
Yes. I used to wear them, and people used to look at me, this guy is crazy. You know, and then later on they came.
Right. You're a trendsetter. In life and in art. How's that?
That's it.
Now, Antonio, if there's anything that you want people to know about your father and his art, what is it? What do you think they need to know?
You know, I think it's pretty important to understand that he's someone, and you mentioned that before, that he's someone that has lived and support his family as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are not in this for the long run. I mean, like they think they have it, but then when they see that it's not that easy, they chicken out and step
out. It's not an easy existence.
So here's a man that has been doing art for many, many, many years, and he continues to do so. Like he has influenced a lot of people, me included, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I always see that in turn. When I teach my students, somehow my students are going to be influenced by whatever he taught me, right? Like so I think his legacy is going to be pretty extensive. And, you know, one thing that I think it's important for people to know is that there's symbols of artists in this region, like mostly like Tom Lee and José Cisneros, and that's great because they were fantastic, you know. But there are other people,
right,
like my dad, that was doing work as ballet, and now he's getting a great opportunity to show his work at the El Paso Museum Awards.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing your beautiful art with us and for having the guts to live a full life as an artist, because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
I don't think anybody thinks that it is. So thank you and congratulations. And we look forward to seeing your show. Today, my guest has been Antonio Castro. He's got a show, Visions of a Borderland. It opens on April 19th at the El Paso Museum of Art. And he's been accompanied by his son and also an artist, Antonio Castro Jr. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.